Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The plays that need them, and then if you see it coming, which we've done before, you can gash them. You know, the way in which it comes, and the reason why Spags is so good is because he's great at disguising it. When that disguise can be met with anticipation, it can be a devastating thing. You know, that's the cat and mouse game that I always loved, and that's why I liked playing against guys like Spags.
So you know what's interesting about that? We're gonna, I think over the next week, the battle you're gonna hear of the coaching more, Hugh, is gonna be Andy against Fangio, right? That's the one that's gonna get the most headline.
Yeah.
The other side is pretty darn interesting too. It's Kellen Moore against Spags.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, he's talking about exactly what I was saying earlier. We used to be out there, man, and we, certain teams, we would blitz them till the cows come home because they couldn't stop it. And we would send guys, and you would have, like, multiple sack games and things of that nature. But, boy, if we got caught in a couple of those blitzes and we got we stopped blitzing, and now we're sitting in a zone defense, and then we really get, it's death by a thousand cuts. It's the truth, because if you hit – on a couple of those plays, if you throw where nobody is, because a lot of times with those blitzes, we're sending more on one side than you have. Mm-hmm. Like it might be four people blocking, but we're sending five people. And you have to get that ball out quick.
Yep.
You got to get it out quick. And the one thing that we know about Jalen,
that's not his thing.
He ain't going to get the ball out quick. He's not. He hasn't done it all year. So that's the thing that you have to guard against, and that's why it's going to be important to, I think, in the running game, to more so gash him in the running game, because in the running game, say if you focus on Saquon and you knife in on Saquon, Jalen has the ability, he can get the corner because everybody's committed. When you blitz and you got to be in a man, you're man to man. So everybody's committed. And if Jalen can see that and identify that and run in those moments, you can slow that defense down. Because the one thing about the NFL, you're not going to get beat. They're not going to keep getting beat on certain plays. Most coaches don't like that. If you beat them a couple times, they call the dogs off because they don't want to get caught with the pants down again.
So I just looked at blitz percentage in the NFL this year. Chiefs are fourth highest, 31.6%. So everyone knows they're doing it, but it works. And it seems like Spagnuolo has a way of sending it from where you don't know what's coming. I mean, that's going to be huge. If the Eagles could somehow get a tell and catch them in a blitz, you know, you mentioned getting gashed. Saquon is so good, Hugh, and so fast. And on the turf, if they pick the right play and they gash him, he could go the distance.
He could be kissed the baby.
Yep.
And, man, I tell you, it'd be a long day. It'll be a long day.
Man, that I can't wait. And it feels like Spags always wins. Like last week, the Bills play them all the time, right? The Bills play them earlier this season. And still the biggest play of the game, he brought McDuffie on the blitz and Allen didn't see it.
Yeah, I'm corner blitz. Listen, I just remember when Dalk used to be up to the line and he'd show blitz. And then you might send Al. Like he'll show you one side where like the blitz coming. But he'll show you one side that the blitz coming. And then somebody that come from the other side, you have a defensive ear dropping into coverage.
Yep.
And things like that. Yeah, man. So, yeah, that's gonna be important. That's going to be real important, how quickly you can identify it and get the ball out of your hands.
All right, we do have early some props up on this game. FanDuel's got – this is the earliest I can remember them. It's a Thursday, two Thursdays before the game. We have props up here on the Super Bowl. I have Saquon Barkley's rushing prop here in front of me.
I'm going to say it's over 160.
No, it's lower than that.
Seriously?
It is. But it's low, and it's even lower than it was.
I don't do any prop.
Well, you know, I was going to say, we almost hit last week. You know that? We were
almost.
We were half a yard away on the Kenny Gainwell.
Sharp Douglas had a very short run.
I know. And he was peacocking around here like he knew what he was doing. And we tried to tell you. We tried to ground you when you had all that.
The guy wins one bet.
All the money in your account.
Now he can't lose.
Last time I checked, I'm the only one around here A-leg parlay. So I still got some juice. I just ain't. It just they squeezed their juice lately. It's just been.
Would you win $15 off too?
I've been juiceless. juiceless lately.
Juiceless Douglas.
I ain't got no juice.
All right. Well, here's some juice. Saquon Barkley's prop for rushing yards in Super Bowl 59 is 112.5.
112.
Mm-hmm. They haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher in 18 straight playoff games.
He gonna go over that.
All right, I feel good
about that.
112.
I'm gonna take that one. That might be the prop that put me back on. That's a $3. It's a $3 bet there.
Then we're all losing here if you're betting on that.
If he's on it, we're in trouble.
They've got Jalen for 40.5 and Saquon for 112.5. So that's a lot of combined rushing yards.
I gotta move that. Bryce Huff prop bet.
Please don't waste money.
Well, no, because if BG playing, I gotta put it on BG.
Oh, a sack?
Yeah.
BG sack will be a popular one. I like that a lot. All right, 215-592-9494. Bobby is up on WIP. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, real quick, let's touch on your points and waiting this long. Y'all gave me a lot. But as far as the Saquon thing, I also believe that, right, until he wins the Super Bowl, then you got to give it to Bryce. But let me throw this caveat at you. The amount of money that Bryce is getting paid to deliver compared to Saquon almost puts Saquon as the best free agent signing right there. Plus, they're going to win the Super Bowl. So, again, that'll take him over that.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. In total dollars, he got like 10 times the amount of
Saquon.
They
are different sports, though.
Yeah. No,
I know. But they're different sports. But at the same time, it's still a factor. Also, I wanted to say about respect, okay, about Jalen Hurts. If Jalen Hurts is doing what he needs to do to win. But everybody always crapping on this guy. But that's all he does is win. Let's move off of that because we talked about that many a time. The Brandon Graham issue. I've always felt Brandon Graham was going to come back. And for this main reason, and Hugh, I know you can relate because you know him. He knows that he really told his wife and told his family that this was going to be his last year. He really wanted to go ahead and go out any kind of way on a good note. And now that he knew these boys had a chance to go to a Super Bowl, he was going to do everything in his power. Even if he plays one play, and especially if we win, he can feel real satisfied about going out on top. What do you think about that one?
That sounds about right. I mean, because he wants to play, you know, and he knows his better years are behind him. And what better way to go out and play in the Super Bowl? He was playing well before he got hurt.
He was their best pass rusher at that point. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I want to say something about the Vegas odds as far as us being the underdog. Okay, I believe we have the better team, but we all know there's a multi-billion-dollar business, and nobody has Vegas involved in this sport more than the NFL. So as far as getting the betting public on there, you're going to have us as the underdog. Everybody's going to go ahead and think that we are the better team. Most people really do that knows football. They're going to put their money on Philly so they can draw that money in. What about that point?
Well, that is really it. I mean, the line is designed to get both people betting on both sides because they just want action on both sides. Bobby, we appreciate it. And it's true. If if Mahomes was an underdog, they'd get a lot of money on Mahomes. And if they won, then that would. But last year, I mean, you know, the Chiefs have been underdogs in the last two Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles were favorites over them 2 years ago. The Niners were favorites last year. So it's not like every year they just make Mahomes the favorite. That's actually not true. He has been the underdog in the last two Super Bowls. Now he's won both. Maybe they're just tired of getting burned. And they decided I'm going to make him the favorite. I don't know. But I just think the Eagles have the better team. Jack in South Jersey. What's up, Jack? Jack?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Jack. What's up?
Hey, I just real quick question. I have a question for both you guys. I want your input for something on both sides of the ball.
Okay.
If you're in charge, who were you sticking on Travis Kelce?
Zach Bond.
I would put Bond or Cooper. Now, Cooper's smaller compared to him, but he can run with him.
Yeah, but he can run with him.
Yep.
Okay, so on the offensive side of the ball, I was thinking of something. Let me know if this is a reach or not. Maybe have this formation or package for the second half of the game, something like that. Have Jalen in shotgun, Gainwell in the backfield, and Saquon in the slot running drags and slants and outs and screens. What do you think about that?
I wouldn't mind it. On plays that they're going to give him a rest in the backfield, because, you know, Gainwell gets, you know, whatever, 10 snaps a game where he's the back. I wouldn't mind Saquon on the field as a wide receiver. We don't see them do it, Jack, but I think it could be a good thing. I'm into that. What do you think, Hugh? Saquon in the slot.
I mean, I guess that's a lot of thinking for the game. I mean,
this is Kellen Moore's job, unless he's in New Orleans.
I mean, they're not – put it like this, Jack. They're not going to deviate too much from what they've done. Now, I understand that there's probably going to be some wrinkle plays in there. But you're probably going to see a lot of what you've seen before. It sounds like what you're trying to do is change some of the offensive philosophies that they've implemented all season long. And I just don't think that's going to happen.
Well, yeah, and I consider that too. I was thinking just in case, like, you know, again, I mean, we know they haven't let up 100-yard rusher. We know they're going to key on Saquon. I'm thinking if we can just get him the ball in different ways, if that'll, like, shock the defense or the defensive coordinator.
Let me help you out, Jack. You know what I would do? I know that they haven't had a 100-yard rush all season long, but ain't nobody stopped Saquon all season long either. So I'm going to run the ball until they stop him. And then I'm going to do something different, and then I'm going to run the ball again until they stop him.
Yeah, which I'm definitely confident Saquon gets over 100. I can just imagine getting the Saquon, like, a wide receiver screen. Just anytime he has the ball in his hand. And if we could do it in different ways, that's our best chance of getting yards and winning.
You know what's funny? Just to share a little story with you, I had a chance to, when Eric Mangini was with the New England Patriots, and I used to ask him, I said, man, why was it so hard for teams to defend you? He said, because we ran the same, they ran like three or four plays, and they ran them extremely well. And when you stop that one play, they would go to another play, and they would run that until you stop it. And then you know what they would do after that? Go back to the other play that you couldn't stop and run that one. So it's about repetition. It's about doing stuff that your players are comfortable with. I feel like a lot of times when we go into these games, like coaches, they're trying to outsmart one another. And a lot of times you run the same things, you just run it out of different formations. You just change the look so that you get people guessing. But at the bottom line is this. The Eagles are going to do what they do. They're going to do what they do best and what got them here. They'll probably get to it with different formations and things like that, but they're going to keep the main thing, the formula the same.
Really good phone call, Jack. Really good question. So, Hugh, that's interesting because I think there's a fine line, right? You're saying don't get too cute, right? Don't change too much. You have a bread and butter. Do your thing, right? But maybe what you said at the end there is critical in the Super Bowl. Like, maybe add a wrinkle to it. Because if you go back to the game the Chiefs just won against the Bills, I think Josh Allen was 21-22 on quarterback sneaks this year. Mm-hmm. But the Chiefs realized, and Romo was mentioned this during the game, he always goes to his left. They stopped him like three times on Sunday.
Yeah, those are tendencies.
You're right. So at this point, do you have to go and look at your own tendencies and wrinkle it? Because if Spagnuolo sees something and we keep doing it, he's going to be ready for it. Yeah,
That's what it is, Joe. You get to what you're comfortable with, but you do it from different formations. You still do your thing.
Well, the Bills obviously didn't do that.
Yeah, and you self-scout yourself because we used to go into games, and Jim used to do that all the time. Hey, Michael Vick, he doesn't like to roll to his right or his left, whichever one it was. Force him to that. That's where the blitzes would come from because he can't throw that great. Every team does that. I remember being in games where, you know, Trot would watch so much film. Jeremiah Trotter his pops, and he would pick up tendencies on the center and say, hey, it's a passing down. They're passing. They're throwing the ball. That's what you do. That's what everybody does. And you try to it's about execution at this level. And it's about who makes the least amount of mistakes, especially in the playoffs.
Can I give you an underrated or a sneaky injury that I'm watching the next couple weeks? Obviously, we're all paying attention to BG and how he progresses, and hopefully he can get ready for the Super Bowl. I just mentioned it because we lost our parlay on Sunday by a half a yard because
I know you're going
Kenny Gainwell had a concussion. So, Hugh, we all realize this is Saquon is the Super Bowl. Saquon's going to get the bulk of the carries. But Kenny Gainwell, if you look at the snap counts during the season, he does get in there, I would say, about 20% of the time, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes they give Saquon a series off. Sometimes it's three or four plays.
But he's a big part of what they're trying to do.
But he plays. I mean, Kenny Gainwell is a part of this team. And I like Shipley. We all saw Sunday how he almost ran for a touchdown. But I'll tell you what, if it's a third and six and it's a...
You feel better with Kenny out there?
I don't... Do you want a rookie carrying the ball in the Super Bowl
I'll tell you this. The one thing that I do know, if Shipley's out there playing, he's for damn sure it's not going to be the reason why they lose the Super Bowl. And he's gonna carry that football like a newborn baby.
Better.
And he's going to protect that football like a newborn baby. I ain't even worried about that. Because he don't want that smoke.
Yeah. And look, we all hope Kenny's all right. And the 2 weeks certainly helps. If the game was this Sunday, you know, usually guys don't make it out of the concussion protocol that quick. We'll see. But I hope Kenny Gainwell could go in this game. All right, let's talk to Kim in South Philly. What's up, Kim?
Hey, listen here. Let me tell you something right now. Smash the glass, pull the lever. Mr. Scripsack has been activated. Let's go,
Kim.
Woo! Child, let me tell you something. I'm at work, game, and work right.
Making sure they know what's going on over there when celebrating BG coming back?
It's the greatest moment in Philadelphia history is repeating itself again.
Oh, Brandon's going to have the strip sack to end the game to beat Mahomes?
You listen to me, you listen to me good. As sure as my name is, what it is, my mama named me, what she named me, when she named
That's
me.
That's Black Gritty's sister, dog. I don't care what nobody say. That's Black Gritty. Kim is Black Gritty's sister. They kinfolk. Because she sounds like Black Gritty.
If he came from Fort Hill, Georgia, he just might be my kinfolk. What up, Black Gritty? Listen, all I wanted, I've been telling my brothers, anybody that listen to me, I said, man, if that Joker come out that tunnel in his uniform, I'm going to lose my mind. And they done activated him. That's it. I ain't no more good. I can't focus straight. I'm going to have to do something to calm myself down. Let's go.
Well, you only got 10 days, Kim. So just, pace yourself.
Pace yourself.
But
yourself,
I feel
Kim.
The same way. I'm ready to go, Kim. Kim, you call again. We got to do more of these phone calls. That was a good phone call there by Kim. Yeah, I think you're right about that. She sounded like she...
She's like Black Gritty.
If she used the term mammy jammy, then it was done.
Yeah,
then
it was a wrap. Yeah.
I love the energy, though. She's at work screaming up Brandon Graham.
She sounds like she deserves the Rocky music on a Friday before game.
Kim, call again.
I think Kim could rise to that.
No, Kim has real potential to call. You saw that. She's at work screaming and yelling. We do that, but this is our job. We're supposed to do. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. So we got a couple polls up today on a couple things. One about Saquon Barkley. Has he surpassed Bryce Harper in the all-time free agent rankings? Hugh, where do you think this one came down? Has Saquon surpassed Bryce?
Yes. 70%.
Close. 66%, you're right, have voted Saquon above Bryce. Most of our callers, though, have been the other way. It's been more not yet.
Nobody lives in the moment quite like Philadelphia fans.
No, it's amazing.
That's what we do.
It's amazing. Bryce has been doing it for 6 years, MVP, World Series appearance. We move past that. And if you were the odds makers, who would you make the favorite in the Super Bowl? 54% are voting the Chiefs. Now, can I give you my evaluation of that?
What's that?
I think people want to be the underdogs. I think people are twisting
this,
too.
That. Nobody likes us. Nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly. Like, forget what the numbers say. I like, keep it here. Let's roll with this. We want to be the underdogs. Damon is up next. Hey, Damon.
Yo, good afternoon to y'all, man.
What's hey, Damon.
On, man? Hey, not much, man. I want to tell y'all something first, man. I left 97.5 about 4 years ago, man. Y'all have been the best sports show ever I've ever listened to. I laugh, I joke with y'all in the morning time going to work. I hear y'all rolling every day. Y'all got me crying. y'all in the afternoon show. So I want to give a big props to y'all, first of all.
Well, we appreciate you being part of it, Damon. You're part of the show, man. What are you feeling today?
I'm feeling that my boy Saquon, man, is the best Philly add-on point blank. I like my boy Bryce a little bit, but I believe when it's all said and done, if Saquon carries he'd be with us for his contract, he'll definitely be the best running back ever, I believe.
Ever?
The line is awesome, ever.
Okay, with Jaylen, I hear you, bro.
But listen, our backfield, who? Jaylen? In our line, man, we unstoppable. That's why when it comes down to Kansas City, I hear y'all being scared. I would be scared, too, about Big Red and Patrick. But listen, they got about four dudes. Bro, listen, Hugh, they got about four dudes, Hugh, be honest. Fifth would be McDuffie, tops. Five dudes. We got about 20 monsters. What you going to do? There's no way five dudes can beat 20 monsters. It's not going to happen, man.
Damon, I'm with you on the roster. I think they got maybe more than five, but the Eagles' roster is better. We've got more good players than them, Damon. We look at our team. I mean, we got Pro Bowlers everywhere. They got a great quarterback. They got the great tight end. They got a good. Yeah, but look, I would say
they got Patrick Mahomes.
They have Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, that is an equalizer, though.
Okay, listen. Check this out, y'all. Patty Mahomes. Now, my man is not as good as Patty when it comes down to throwing the ball and all like that. But check this out. If you look at the stats, and we take it back to stats now here again, Jaylen, I don't care who you put him against. Put him against these dudes who came out the same year he came out. Because everybody judged him against Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow. No, put him against the dudes he came out against the year he came out. He killing all of them. He even killing Lamar and them. He's been to two Super Bowls in 3 years. Stop the madness, man. I don't care how it looks, how it may look. He's getting the job done. At the end of the day, you want a leader, a team player that gets the job done. You don't want nobody in there to half-ass, excuse my language. You want somebody to get the job done by all means necessary. That's what I'm gonna leave y'all with,
well,
man.
You got it, Damon. Good phone call. It's about winning. Yeah, look, do the Eagles have more good players? I think they do. The Chiefs roster, also isn't – it's not bad, right? Like, they got to the Super Bowl. They have some – look, they have – obviously, Kelsey. They have Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. They have Worthy. I mean, these guys, they have some talent there. They have Creed Humphrey, who might be the best center in the league, you know, right now.
Yeah.
And they've got players. On the defensive side, Karlaftis, Chris Jones, McDuffie.
Karlaftis turned into a pretty good player, though, man. I mean, I didn't think, you know, for what his skill set was, that he's a pretty good player.
Now, I do think player for player, though, we have more good ones. We just have a deeper roster than them, and that...
I agree.
That's... Hopefully, it bears out over 60 minutes, but... As we've said today, and as we've said a lot already this week, and we'll say it next week, these Super Bowls, especially with the Chiefs here, they don't usually win by blowout. You know what it means?
No. It's
coming down to the two guys throwing the ball at the end.
This is going to be tough, man. That's why, you know, I understand what everybody's saying and all this other stuff. Let's just be realistic in the expectations. I think the Eagles win this game. It's going to be a tight one. It's going to be a tough one.
And they might need perfection out of their quarterback.
Yeah, they might need some. They might need some special stuff from him.
To be a Super Bowl champion, you got to be super. And last year, look, I remember we talked about it the day after we came in. I didn't think Purdy played bad. He wasn't super though.
No, he didn't do enough.
Nope.
To take his team over the top.
Yeah, and that was the difference. Mahomes did 215-592-9494. At some point, Jalen will likely have to make that super play in the biggest moment. Not just the second quarter, but the fourth quarter, too. All right, we'll get to all your phone calls here. And we have to get to some ownership talk. A couple questionable moves lately. One by an owner we don't like, and one by an owner we love. We'll hit you with that next. Your phone call as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinking Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Haven't heard this song in a while. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with
us. Won't be long, though.
No, it won't. How about we roll from a Super Bowl to a Super Bowl parade right into a spring training? How about we do that? 215-592-9494. Has Saquon Barkley already passed Bryce Harper in the all-time Philly free agent signings list? I say no. Hugh's there already. Where are you? And who should be the favorite in this game? I say it should be the Eagles. The Eagles are a 1.5-point underdog in this game to the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, we got to get to a couple pieces of news with the owners around here. One we love, one we don't. That's coming up. First, Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing, man?
Will, what's up?
That's his morning show intro.
I know.
Forgot what time it was. I do that all the time. I get forget.
I totally apologize. But between Bryce and Saquon, right? Mm-hmm. Bryce just got that Philly mentality, man. You know, that stare down is going to be, legendary. And plus that hurdle, that backwards hurdle is going to be legendary, too.
It is, so, yeah.
It's just like, they both bring that good feeling to the team, man. I can't give it to Saquon yet. He just got a little bit more stretch to earn. Now, if he won the Super Bowl, I don't know. They might be in comparison, but I don't think he's reached Bryce yet.
Yeah, that Super Bowl hits different. If he's hoisting a Lombardi, just think about Nick Foles. Nick Foles didn't have a very long or great career here, but that Super Bowl, it hits different.
Right. And you know what? Just like everybody's saying, I think we are the better team. Well, I know we are the better team, right? But, just that win by being an underdog, it just feels so much better. You know what I mean? Because everybody doubting you. They thinking that these Kansas City Chiefs are so unstoppable. But we the stopper. We're going to be the showstopper this season, man. Because guess what, man? We've been working hard all season. Mentally ready, man. We mentally ready for any team.
You ready, Hugh?
I've been ready.
We're going to wear that defense down, baby. We going down Louisiana. We're going to have some good gumbo. And we're going to enjoy this good old ass whooping that the Eagles are going to get these Chiefs.
No doubt. Well, I love it, man. I like the gumbo talk there. All right, so, Hugh, you're out on crawfish?
Yeah, I ain't eating no crawfish.
Are you in on gumbo?
I rock with some gumbo.
Okay, so
and you know what the irony of gumbo is?
We're having gumbo. What's that?
It has crawfish in it, but I'm not into taking the crawfish, sucking the stuff out the crawfish and eating it. I ain't into that.
All right, so out.
Ain't sucking nothing.
Out on crawfish. We're in on gumbo. Are you having are we having beignets?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Well, listen.
You're out on a beignet.
Joe.
Like the thing I want
the
most.
Here's the reality between me and you. You're a svelte younger fella.
I can handle a couple beignets.
My metabolism, dude. I'll blow up like a tick. I can't do that. I gotta watch. You know what I mean? You talk about drinking all these sugary drinks and stuff. I'm trying to look kind of fine down there in Louisiana. Shoot.
You don't have much time.
You know what I mean? I'm just trying to, I'm not trying to be looking all puffy,
No, I'm going down there to get puffy. I'm planning to get a little puffy when I get down there. All right, so out on crawfish, out on beignets, in on gumbo. That's where you're at right now?
I might eat a little gumbo.
Okay. And then the hand grenades. We're gonna do the
hand grenades because Elliot is excited about hanging out and actually.
The question is, are we meeting up Sunday night or are we waiting until Monday night for the grenades?
Well, I can't. I can't do it Monday night because D Gunn, he want to talk on Monday. He want to talk about something, so I can't.
Podcast appearances.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Tell him you got business to get to.
I told D Gunn this morning. I'm like, dog, I'm gonna be drunk. He's like, can you just not be drunk before I can talk to you? I'm like, all right.
But he's not. Wait, he does a podcast.
He's doing something.
Well, you can curse on a podcast. Just get drunk and do it anyway.
Nah, I don't want to do that, man. That's a bad look.
Yeah,
because I ain't no telling what I'm going to say. Mm. Sunday.
Sunday. All right, Sunday. When we get there, we get some hand grenades. All right, let's talk to James in Philly, and then we got to talk about a couple owners around here. James, what's up, pal?
Hey, how you doing? Hold on, let me get off the speaker.
You got it, James. What are you feeling today?
Hello?
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 Hey, James. Hello.
Got that.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
That bootleg
jitterbug. Oh my gosh, it's awful.
Bootleg. No. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
You can hear us.
Oh my goodness.
No. I'm driving. That's why.
Oh, the Bluetooth and all that. Yeah, he took offense to the bootleg thing. Yeah, he didn't like that.
You called us.
So I'm gonna say that Saquon,
he would deserve it because if you look at it, Harper, all he did was hit a few home runs that everybody loved. But yeah, Barkley, he done it on the side with running 7 yards 4 or 5 times, you know? And I think if we win the Super Bowl, yeah, he surpassed Bryce Harper.
So you need the ring. You need the ring.
Don't mean a thing if you ain't got the ring.
That's right.
I need the ring.
Yep.
I need the ring. And I think it might be a blowout, like 38-27. Barkley going to get 2 touchdowns.
2 tutties?
On the run for 2. Huh?
I said 2.
2 tutties. Tutties. Touchdowns.
Touchdowns. Touchdowns. My bad.
Right. So I'm going to speak on New Orleans.
What do you got?
Yesterday I heard y'all talking. So when you're on Bourbon Street, right, compared to Broad Street, you're walking down towards Front Street. The closer you get towards Front Street or Bourbon Street, you got nice jazz clubs. They're free to get in unless you buy – I think you got to buy a drink or something.
Not any problem.
So when you're on Bourbon Street, you buy – say you get a drink for $8. They'll have two or three of the drinks for the price of one.
Oh, I'm going there then. That's where I'm going to be.
Two or three drinks for the price of one.
Most bars are like that. So the grenades might cost $10. The hurricanes are cost $15.
Hold up, dog.
Yeah. Things are great. Them things are great.
How big is this?
How much do you think drinks cost out these days?
No, you know what? Because the last time I went, they were pretty tall, though. Yeah. They're pretty tall.
No, right, they'll get the job done, too. Yeah.
No, you had two of them bad boys. You'll be right.
There we go. All right, James. I wrote all that advice down. James, that's good stuff. Good phone call there. Yeah, he did not like your bootleg phone.
No, he's like, I want a bootleg phone.
Yeah, did not like that. All right, couple things. And then one thing I want to mention here quickly, and then we'll get to the owner stuff. Hugh, Chris Haynes, who covers the NBA, just threw this out. We've had some of these. Obviously, we know Isaiah Rodgers, you know, with the Colts a few years ago. Now he's with the Eagles, was involved in something like this. According to Chris Haynes, Heat guard Terry Rozier is under investigation by federal prosecutors for potentially cooperating in an illegal sports betting scheme in 2023 with the Hornets.
Oh, if it's found, because they lifetime suspended a cat a couple years ago for that.
Yeah, the guy that was with the Raptors.
Oh yeah, he if they find that that's true, yeah, he might be done.
I think this is the biggest name so far in pro sports that it's happened to. Now, Calvin Ridley was a bigger name, but that was just his own betting, right? That Calvin Ridley wasn't involved in Ring. I'm sure more will come out, but this feels like the first or the biggest name. You know, Rozier's been around the NBA a long time and been a pretty good player. That's not just like some guy trying to hang on the league. So I'm sure more of that will come out as time goes on. All right, can we get to some owner talk here? You want to start with the owner we like or the owner we don't like?
Let's start with the owner we don't like.
All right, did you see this today? Josh Harris took out a full-page ad in the Washington Post today, or full-page, you know, whatever, I guess an ad. He took out a full-page. He paid for a full-page in the Washington Post to thank Commanders fans, which is fine. I mean, I don't really care. But this got me at the end, Hugh. You ready for this? This is from Josh Harris, full-page Washington Post today. Quote, "We're building this for you, and we won't stop until we have a championship.
Don't stop.
Thank you for being on this journey with us. With sincere gratitude and excitement for what's ahead, Josh Harris." Now, that in itself is whatever. Mm-hmm. He owns the team. Can you remember any of those when the Sixers have come up just short in the playoffs?
Hey, yo, the hell with the Sixers, man.
You know why? Because I feel, and we workshopped this a little bit this morning, because I feel like having Magic Johnson down there and having him have somebody that actually has his fingers on the pulse of the fan base and being a professional athlete,
yep.
I think that helps. We still are scratching our heads behind the whole Joel Embiid, Marcus Hayes thing when you didn't put them two. And by the way, if y'all, I'm still available to hire as your PR person.
You're trying to spin this to another job.
I do a pretty good job.
This is the ultimate agenda, but Douglas, over here.
Think about all the missteps that they've had here in Philadelphia over the last year.
Well, we don't have enough time.
You let the Knicks invade the stadium. You let them invade the Wells Fargo? I'm about to call it the Wachovia. The Wells Fargo. I'm going back in the archives.
Back in time.
And then, after the fact, you give away 2,000 tickets. You know what I mean? And then, let's not talk about, well, I guess we're going to talk about it. The guy that you gave $190 million to, who damn near has missed as many games as he's played, I don't think they have the infrastructure or the people around him that would tell him, like, honestly, hey, man, you need to endear yourself to this fan base. And now it's too late because, you know, it's going to be looked at as not sincere.
It's interesting because when he bought the Commanders, if I remember right, he was like at local bars buying drinks for Commanders fans. It's not only that they're more successful. They've already made the conference championship the Sixers ever have. Seems like he's making a more active effort to be a better owner of that team, like with the community and the fan base, than he's ever done here. I mean,
because he's learned from his mistakes.
So we were his mistake.
Well, yeah. Okay. We were what they call the starter wife.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, we just started wife.
Also, the bar there was very low.
You like that one,
it's
don't
true.
You?
So the starter wife and the spouse of this one was a bad
it's
one.
Like, it, I
so
mean,
this, if, he looks great by comparison.
Yeah, like he has Dan Snyder to stack up against. Here, it's like, you got to deal with us.
Well, you do, and you have to deal with other good owners that we put him up next to. A good owner, obviously, in John Middleton.
Another, we have high standards.
We do.
Another, but Josh Harris is also a bum.
He is. Well, Josh Harris, actually, we were playing earlier a motion that came out on the station with crying. Josh Harris, I do thank him for this because he was able to get this kind of emotion out of James Seltzer on the morning show.
Best tweet of the night.
Right? Say it, James.
Elliot said Josh Harris should buy up all the freaking tickets and give them to Sixers fans. Like, you're damn right he should. The freaking, what, $7 billion this guy's worth? Yeah, dude, like, own your... Oh, my goodness. Own your franchise, okay?
Yeah.
It's so good.
You know what I'm going to hate? You know what I'm going to miss, or I'm not going to get a chance to see? Mm. James Seltzer on Bourbon Street. That would have been...
Yeah, the morning show's not heading down.
Yeah, that would have been a party. Like, that I would have loved that because I'd have just been feeding him drinks and just waiting to see what happens.
The bars down there would have loved it too. That would have been a good time.
He just seems like he's a real party.
Yeah, James is a great you can hear it there, and the emotion starts flowing, and it's over. All right, so we talked about an owner we don't like. Now let's talk about an owner we do, Jeffrey Lurie, who's been a great Eagles owner. Hugh, sometimes when something weird happens in the midst of a celebration, you kind of let it slide. So we let this slide for, what, 4 days now? Mm-hmm. But we can't not address it. So this came out, I believe, very early Monday morning or Sunday night. Bill Simmons, right? We all know Bill Simmons.
Yeah.
With The Ringer, he does his podcast. He has a podcast company. So he put this out. And we know Bill is not just a talker. He's also connected to that Boston area, but that's where he came from. You ready for this? He tweeted this on Sunday evening. Mentioned this near the end of tonight's podcast. Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie is in the running to buy the Boston Celtics. He's a Boston native with degrees from Clark, Brandeis, and BU. His first big company was called Chestnut Hill Productions. Huge Celts fan, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the irony here is thick. You got to cut it with a knife.
But
we've been annoyed for years that Harris bought the Commanders. Now, Lurie, according to Bill Simmons, is in the mix to buy Celtics. I mean, that's not going to sit well.
With who?
With people, with us.
I don't have a problem with it.
Do you have a problem with Harris?
Yes.
Why? It's the same thing.
Because he's unlikable.
If you're likable, you could do things that are a little weird.
And let me say this, too, because I feel like we were the starter wife for Jeffrey Lurie, and he stayed with us, and he made it right. Because I could tell you stories before I got here about how it was when they initially bought the team and how they've evolved since then. So he's done, like, he's light years away from where they used to be.
Of course. He's done a great job with the Eagles. But, you know, there was a story a couple months ago. They were selling small pieces of the Eagles. It's not hard to connect the dots.
He's raising capital.
That doesn't make me feel good.
He also only needs to come up with 51% to get the Celtics.
Okay, so am I going to lose a lot of sleep of this? No.
Nah.
But can I paint a picture for you?
I know where you're going.
Let's say 4 years from now. The Sixers clean up the mess they're in right now and they get good again.
4 or 5 years from now.
6, 7, whatever, okay? And the Eastern Conference Finals is the Sixers and the Celtics.
We'll be torn.
And the Celtics win. And Game 7 is here in Philadelphia.
We'll be torn.
And they hand the Eastern Conference trophy to Jeffrey Lurie. Welcome back. I haven't heard this song in a while. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with
us.
It
won't be long, though.
No, it won't. How about we roll from a Super Bowl to a Super Bowl parade Right into a spring training. How about we do that? 215-592-9494. Has Saquon Barkley already passed Bryce Harper in the all-time Philly free agent signings list? I say no. Hugh's there already. Where are you? And who should be the favorite in this game? I say it should be the Eagles. The Eagles are a 1.5-point underdog in this game to the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, well, we got to get to a couple pieces of news with the owners around here. One we love, one we don't. That's coming up. First, Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing, man?
Will, what's up?
That's his morning show intro.
I know.
Forgot what time it was. I do that all the time. I forget.
I totally apologize. But between Bryce and Saquon, right? Mm-hmm. Bryce just got that Philly mentality, man. You know, that stare down is going to be, you know, legendary. And plus that hurdle, that backwards hurdle is going to be legendary, too.
It is, so, yeah.
It's just like, you know, they both bring that good feeling to the team, man. But I can't give it to Saquon yet. He just got a little bit more stretch to earn. Now, if he won the Super Bowl, I don't know. They might be in comparison. But I don't think he's reached Bryce yet.
Yeah, that, you know? Super Bowl hits different. If he's hoisting a Lombardi, think about Nick Foles. Nick Foles didn't have a very long or great career here. But that Super Bowl, it hits different.
Right, right. And you know what? You know, just like everybody's saying, I think we are the better team. Well, I know we are the better team, right? But, you know, just that win by being an underdog, it just feels so much better. You know what I mean? Because everybody doubting you, they thinking that these Kansas City Chiefs is so unstoppable. But we the stopper. We're going to be the showstopper this season, man. Because guess what, man? We've been working hard all season. Mentally ready, man. We mentally ready for any team.
You ready, Hugh?
I've been ready.
We're going to wear that defense down, baby. We going down Louisiana. We're going to have some good gumbo. And we're going to enjoy this good old ass whooping that the Eagles going to get these Chiefs.
No doubt. Well, I love it, man. I like the gumbo talk there. All right, so, Hugh, you're out on crawfish?
Yeah, I ain't eating no crawfish.
Are you in on gumbo?
I rock with some gumbo.
Okay.
And you know what the irony of
gumbo is? We're having
gumbo.
What's that?
It has crawfish in it, but I'm not into taking the crawfish, sucking the stuff out the crawfish and eating it. I ain't into that.
All right. So out.
Ain't sucking nothing.
Out on crawfish. We're in on gumbo. Are you having are we having beignets?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Well, like, I mean, listen.
You're out on a beignet.
Listen, Joe.
That's like the thing I want
the
most.
Here's the reality between me and you. You're a svelte younger fella.
I can handle a couple beignets.
My metabolism, dude. I'll blow up like a tick. I can't do that. I gotta watch. You know what I mean? You talk about drinking all these sugary drinks and stuff. I'm trying to look kind of fine down there in Louisiana. Shoot.
You don't have much time.
You know what I mean? I'm just trying to, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be looking all puffy, you know?
I'm going down there to get puffy. I'm planning to get a little puffy when I get down there. All right, so out on crawfish, out on beignets, in on gumbo? That's where you're at right now?
I might eat a little gumbo.
Okay. And then the hand grenades, we got to get the hand grenades.
Because, yeah, like, Elliot is excited about, you know, hanging out and actually.
The question is, are we meeting up Sunday night or are we waiting until Monday night for the grenades?
Well, I can't, you know what I mean? I can't do it Monday night because, you know, D-Gun, he want to talk on Monday. He want to talk about something, so
you're
I can't.
Podcast appearances?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Tell me you got business to get to.
I told D-Gun this morning, I'm like, dog, I'm going to be drunk. He's like, can you just not be drunk before I can talk to you? I'm like, all right.
But he's not, wait, he does a podcast?
He's doing something.
Well, you can curse on a podcast. Just get drunk and do it anyway.
Nah, I don't want to do that, man. That's a bad look.
Yeah,
I ain't no telling what I'm going to say. Mm. You know, but no, Monday. Sunday.
Sunday. All right. When Sunday. We get there, we get some hand grenades. All right. Let's talk to James in Philly, and then we got to talk about a couple owners around here. James, what's up, pal?
Hey, how you doing? Hold on. Let me get off the speaker.
You got it, James. What are you feeling today?
Hello?
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 Hey, James. Hello?
This is a joke, quite frankly.
You got that bootleg jitterbug.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
Bootleg. No. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, we got
you. You can't
hear
us.
Oh, my goodness.
No. I'm driving. That's why.
Oh, the Bluetooth and all that. Yeah, he took offense to the bootleg thing.
Yeah,
he didn't like that.
You called us.
So I'm going to say that Saquon, he would deserve it because if you look at it, Harper, all he did was hit a few home runs that everybody loved. But yeah, Barkley, he done on the side with running 70 yards four or five times, you know? And I think if we win the Super Bowl, yeah, he surpassed Bryce Harper.
So you need the ring. You need the ring.
I don't mean a thing if you ain't got the ring.
That's right.
I need the ring.
Yep.
I need the ring. And I think it might be a blowout, like 38-27. Barkley going to get two touchdowns.
Two tutties?
First one to run for two. Huh?
I said two
tutties. Two tutties. Tutties. Touchdowns.
Touchdowns. My bad.
Right. So I'm going to speak on New Orleans.
What do you got?
Yesterday I heard y'all talking. So when you're on Bourbon Street, right, compare it to Broad Street, you walking down towards Front Street. The closer you get towards Front Street on Bourbon Street, you got nice jazz clubs. They're free to get in unless you buy – I think you got to buy a drink or something.
Oh, that ain't no problem.
So when you're on Bourbon Street, you buy – say you get a drink for $8. They'll have two or three of the drinks for the price of one.
Oh, I'm going there then. That's where I'm going to be.
Two or three drinks for the price of one.
Most bars are like that. So the grenades might cost $10. The hurricanes will cost $15.
Hold on, dog.
Yeah. Oh, hey, wait, no. Hold on, dog. Them things are great. Them things are
$10. How big is this?
How much do you think drinks cost out these days?
No, you know what? Because the last time I went, they were pretty tall, though. Yeah. They're pretty tall.
No, but right, they'll get the job done, too. Yeah.
No, you had two of them bad boys. You'll be right.
There we go. All right, James. I wrote all that advice down. James, that's good stuff. Good phone call there. Yeah, he did not like your bootleg phone.
No, he's on a bootleg phone.
Yeah, did not like that. All right, couple things. And then one thing I want to mention here quickly, and then we'll get to the owner stuff. Hugh, Chris Haynes, who covers the NBA, just threw this out. We've had some of these. Obviously, we know Isaiah Rodgers, you know, with the Colts a few years ago. Now he's with the Eagles, was involved in something like this. According to Chris Haynes, Heat guard Terry Rozier is under investigation by federal prosecutors for potentially cooperating in an illegal sports betting scheme in 2023 with the Hornets.
Oh, if it's found, because they lifetime suspended a cat a couple years ago for that.
Yeah, the guy that was with the Raptors.
Oh yeah, he if they find that's true, yeah, he might be done.
I think this is the biggest name so far in pro sports that it's happened to. Now, Calvin Ridley was a bigger name, but that was just his own betting, right? That Calvin Ridley wasn't involved in ring. I'm sure more will come out, but this feels like the first or the biggest name. You know, Rozier's been around the NBA a long time and been a pretty good player. That's not just like some guy trying to hang on the league. So I'm sure more of that will come out as time goes on. All right, can we get to some owner talk here? You want to start with the owner we like or the owner we don't like?
Let's start with the owner we don't like.
All right, did you see this today? Josh Harris took out a full-page ad in the Washington Post today, or full-page, you know, whatever, I guess an ad. Or he took out a full page. He paid for a full page, the Washington Post, to thank Commanders fans, which is fine. I mean, I don't really care. But this got me at the end, Hugh. You ready for this?
Mm.
This is from Josh Harris, full-page Washington Post today. Quote, "We're building this for you, and we won't stop until we have a championship.
Don't stop.
Thank you for being on this journey with us. With sincere gratitude and excitement for what's ahead, Josh Harris." Now, that in itself is whatever. Mm-hmm. He owns the team. Can you remember any of those when the Sixers have come up just short in the playoffs?
Hey, yo, the hell with the Sixers, man.
You know why? Because I feel and we workshopped this a little bit this morning. Because I feel like having Magic Johnson down there and having him have somebody that actually has his fingers on the pulse of the fan base and being a professional athlete,
yep.
I think that helps. We still are scratching our heads behind the whole Joel Embiid, Marcus Hayes thing when you didn't put them two. And by the way, if y'all, I'm still available to hire as your PR person.
You're trying to spin this to another job.
I do a pretty good job.
This is the ultimate agenda, but Douglas, over here.
Think about all the missteps that they've had here in Philadelphia over the last year.
Well, we don't have enough time.
You let the Knicks invade the stadium. You let them invade the Wells Fargo. I'm about to call it the Wachovia. The Wells Fargo. I'm going back in the archives.
Back in time.
And then, after the fact, you give away 2,000 tickets. You know what I mean? And then, let's not talk about, well, I guess we're going to talk about it. The guy that you gave $190 million to, who damn near has missed as many games as he's played, I don't think they have the infrastructure or the people around him that would tell him, like, honestly, hey, man, You need to endear yourself to this fan base, and now it's too late because, you know, it's gonna be looked at as not sincere.
It's interesting because when he bought the Commanders, if I remember right, he was like at local bars buying drinks for Commanders fans. It's not only that they're more successful; they've already made the conference championship the Sixers ever have. Seems like he's making a more active effort to be a better owner of that team, like with the community and the fan base, than he's ever done here. I mean,
because he's learned from his mistakes.
So we were his mistake.
Well, yeah. Okay. We were the what they call the starter wife.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, we just started wife.
Also, the bar there was very low.
You like that with, don't true. You?
So the starter wife and the spouse of this one was a bad
it's
one.
It's like, I mean,
so this, he looks great by comparison.
Yeah, like he has Dan Snyder to stack up against. Here, it's like, you got to deal with us.
Well, you do, and you have to deal with other good owners that we put him up next to. A good owner, obviously, in John Middleton.
Another, we have high standards.
We do.
But Josh Harris is also a bum.
He is. Well, Josh Harris, actually, we were playing earlier a motion that came out on the station with crying. Josh Harris, I do thank him for this because he was able to get this kind of emotion out of James Seltzer on The Morning Show.
Best tweet of the night.
Right? Say it, James.
Elliot said Josh Harris should buy up all the freaking tickets and give them to Sixers fans. Like, you're damn right he should. The freaking, what, $7 billion this guy's worth? Yeah, dude, like, own your... Oh, my goodness. Own your franchise, okay?
Yeah.
It's so good.
You know what I'm going to hate? You know what I'm going to miss, or I'm not going to get a chance to see? Mm. James Seltzer on Bourbon Street. That would have been...
Yeah, the morning show's not heading down.
Yeah, that would have been a party. Like, that I would have loved that because I'd have just been feeding him drinks and just waiting to see what happens.
The bars down there would have loved it too. That would have been a good time.
He just seems like he's a real party.
Yeah, James is a great time. I mean, you can hear it there, and the emotion starts flowing, and it's over. All right, so we talked about an owner we don't like. Now let's talk about an owner we do, Jeffrey Lurie, who's been a great Eagles owner. Hugh, sometimes when something weird happens in the midst of a celebration, you kind of let it slide. So we let this slide for, what, 4 days now? Mm-hmm. But we can't not address it. So this came out, I believe, very early Monday morning or Sunday night. Bill Simmons, right? We all know Bill Simmons.
Yeah.
With The Ringer, he does his podcast. He has a podcast company. So he put this out. And we know Bill is not just a talker. He's also connected to that Boston area, but that's where he came from. You ready for this? He tweeted this on Sunday evening. Mentioned this near the end of tonight's podcast. Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie is in the running to buy the Boston Celtics. He's a Boston native with degrees from Clark, Brandeis, and BU. His first big company was called Chestnut Hill Productions. Huge Celts fan, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the irony here is thick. You got to cut it with a knife.
But
we've been annoyed for years that Harris bought the Commanders. Now, Lurie, according to Bill Simmons, is in the mix to buy Celtics. I mean, that's not going to sit well.
With who?
With people, with us.
I don't have a problem with it.
Do you have a problem with Harris?
Yes.
Why? It's the same thing.
Because he's unlikable.
Likable, you could do things that are a little weird.
And let me say this, too, because I feel like we were the starter wife for Jeffrey Lurie, and he stayed with us, and he made it right. Because I could tell you stories before I got here about how it was when they initially bought the team and how they've evolved since then. So he's done, like, he's light years away from where they used to be.
Of course, he's done a great job with the Eagles. But, you know, there was a story a couple months ago, they were selling small pieces of the Eagles. It's not hard to connect the dots.
He's raising capital.
That doesn't make me feel good.
He also only needs to come up with 51% to get the Celtics.
Okay, so am I going to lose a lot of sleep of this? No. But can I paint a picture for you?
I know where you're going.
Let's say 3-4 years from now. The Sixers clean up the mess they're in right now and they get good again.
4-5 years from now.
6-7, whatever, okay? And the Eastern Conference Finals is the Sixers and the Celtics.
We'll be torn.
And the Celtics win. And Game 7 is here in Philadelphia.
We'll be torn.
And they hand the Eastern Conference trophy to Jeffrey Lurie.
I mean,